From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In U.S. politics, dismissing rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his fellow presidential hopefuls at a debate last night. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, who is a New York businessman and appears to be headed toward being the party's nomination. The debate within the first 5 minutes was filled with the same yelling and personal insults, as well as off-color remarks that have featured prominently in the 2016 Republican race for president. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. President Park making the remarks today in a speech to newly commissioned military officers one day after North Korea leader Kim Jong-un ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment. Meantime, in the wake of UN sanctions expanding on Pyongyang, the Philippines is holding a North Korean ship. More from VOA's Brian Padden in Seoul.
Philippine officials say that it's being held because of safety issues that have to be dealt with. But my reading of it is that it was stopped for these mandatory inspections, and during these mandatory inspections, they found these safety issues. This kind of stopping cargo, possibly seizing cargo, this could be something different, and this could trigger some sort of response from North Korea.
Brian Padden reporting from Seoul. Meantime, the United Nations now says at least 25 people were killed and some 120 wounded in last month's attack on a UN civilian shelter in South Sudan, the city of Malakal. This is VOA News. Turkey has sentenced two Syrians to 4 years in prison over the death of a toddler and his family who drowned en route to Turkey. Turkish state media said Friday that Muwafaka Alabash and Asam Alfarhad were convicted of human trafficking and given 4 years and 2 months in prison. Among their victims, 3-year-old Aylan Kurdi, a toddler who became a visible symbol for the refugee crisis when worldwide media published a photograph of his tiny, lifeless body washed up on a Turkish beach. Amnesty International is accusing Russia and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes in order to ease the path for pro-regime ground forces advancing on northern Aleppo. Meantime, the UN's special envoy for Syria reports the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding, so political talks aimed at ending the 5-year-long civil war will resume next week as planned. Lisa Schlein in Geneva is following the story.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura says the cessation of hostilities in Syria lasted for 6 days, noting this is one of the longest periods of relative calm in Syria's 5 years of war. He says the level of violence has been greatly reduced and that the cessation of hostilities agreement is generally holding, which is good news for many Syrian people.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued.
De Mistura says UN personnel are closely monitoring what is happening on the ground. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Egyptian student enrolled in a U.S. flight school is set to appear in a Southern California court today to face questions about whether he should be deported after making threatening comments on social media about U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Emma Deldin El-Sayed, a 23-year-old student from Cairo, said he would be willing to serve a life sentence for killing Trump and that he believed the world would thank him. After posting the comments in early February, El-Sayed was interviewed by U.S. Secret Service agents and told he would not face charges but that his student visa was being revoked. China says it will increase its defense spending by 7-8% this year after several years of double-digit increases. China has piled resources into defense over the past 2 decades as it asserts territorial claims in the South China Sea. And Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has decided to suspend the process of relocating a U.S. Marine base on the island of Okinawa. Abe is accepting a court-mediated proposal to halt the work and instead pursue negotiations with the local government contesting his plans. Abe's government wants to relocate the Marine base to a less populated part of Okinawa where other U.S. military facilities are located. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.